Then Rusty in Dusonia says, we went to the grocery store yesterday, only three of us unmasked, losing all faith in my fellow man. Well, I'm going to get into that in just a moment here. This is partially Trump's fault. I'm laying this at the feet of the president because he's not doing a very good job of leading us out of this, and he could lead us out of it. Can you play digital media file number two? This is the president yesterday. Now, I think it's a huge mistake to have these ridiculous, stupid, every afternoon press conferences with the latest calamity news of positive test results. Positive test results do not equal sick people. And to extrapolate that, they certainly don't equal dead. This is what a fake news bonanza this is. Here, and the president is going to stoke the fake news. Listen to this crap.
The median age of those who succumb to the China virus is 78 years old. Roughly half of all deaths have been individuals in nursing homes or long-term care. In one study, 90% of those hospitalized had underlying medical conditions, whether it's heart or diabetes, but usually it's some kind of a condition. It seems that people have that, and if they do, it's a problem, no question about it. Young adults may often have mild or even no symptoms. They won't even know they're sick. They won't have any idea that they have a virus. They won't have any idea at all. America's youth will act responsibly, and we're asking everybody that when you are not able to socially distance, wear a mask, get a mask. Whether you like the mask or not, they have an impact, they'll have an effect, and we need everything we can get. Data shows children have the lowest fatality risk. 99.96% of all virus fatalities are in adults. Think of that. So that's much, much, much less than 1% for children, young people. By understanding these risk profiles and learning how to treat the disease, we've been able to greatly reduce mortality in the United States.
All right. Mr. President, you just lied. That's a fib. Wearing masks in public do not reduce the risk of anything other than maybe an ambulance chasing lawyer chasing the owner of a grocery store down and claiming, you gave me a strange corona bug. You know, I want to know how these lawsuits are going to proceed in court when you can't even identify what the coronavirus is, what the COVID-19 is. It cannot. Let me repeat that. From Monday's program with Dr. Andrew Kaufman, we now know, and I looked his facts up. He's correct. We now know you can't identify the COVID-19. If a bunch of people that tested positive for the corona hoax, if they all were going hacking and wheezing and sneezing and had 104 fever, and you sucked a bunch of fluid out of their lungs, you would not be able to match a COVID-19 virus cell with an existing genetic model because the genetic model does not exist. There is an 84% chance that the RNA sequences might match, but that could be the case with any influenza A, influenza B, the common cold, any form of a coronavirus. And by the by, coronavirus has been around since Adam and Eve. This is not something new. This is why some people call it a novel coronavirus, because it's new. But it's not. And we don't have any evidence. There's no scientific evidence that says that there is a COVID-19. Now, I know this may come as quite a shock to new viewers on YouTube or listeners on our preview stream, or those of you that just re-signed up and came back to the Mike Church Show and the Crusade Channel from the old station in the old country, or maybe you just wandered in here from nowhere. It should not come as a shock to you. You need to be informed, sir, madam. We are in a war for our lives. If they can make everyone wear a mask, then they can make everyone take the vaccination, which we don't know what they're vaccinating for, to get rid of the mask. That's their play. And if you think it's bad now, they're going to back off. Folks, there's no one sick. You know, my good friend BKB is not in the chat room right now, but he asks me to ask you a very good question, and I'm going to ask it for you on BKB's in behalf. Back in April, and maybe all the way up into early May, all of us probably knew someone that had a really bad case of the flu and were diagnosed with having a corona hoax, right? We all knew someone. People were in hospitals. It's true. Of course, the previous years, they were still in hospitals, just earlier in the year. Someday we'll be able to scientifically explain why the corona bug or why whatever this condition is happened later in the flu season year. That will be explained. And I think that Dr. Zach Bush actually has the explanation. And I don't have the video here in front of me, but it's a good explanation. In any event, I don't have time to get into it. Let's just do the abstract. We all knew someone who probably had the corona. The Rona, right? This is July the 22nd. Tell me, sis. Tell me, viewer on YouBoob. By the way, three things. Click the thumbs up button. Please, please, please subscribe to our YouBoob channel. We could get to 6,000 subscribers today if just 150 of you and over 1,000 of you will watch today's broadcast would subscribe to the channel. Takes 8 seconds. And then click the share this video with your friends and family. Let's keep that arrow going upwards with people tuning in to Radio Free America and YouTube Free America. But here's the question. On July the 22nd, does anyone listening to me right now know anyone that's on a young person, relatively healthy, that's in a hospital being intubated or on a ventilator and has been diagnosed with COVID-19? I don't know anyone. As a matter of fact, I talked to someone that works in a hospital yesterday here locally. He told me, he goes, Mike, there's no one in our hospital. He goes, I don't even know why we're building an addition. We're down 80% right now from last year. 80%. Where is the crisis? Where is the emergency? Where are the people that are sick? I mean, ladies and gentlemen, it is truly like waking up in a nightmare. There is no one that is sick. There is no outpouring or mass pandemic and mass rush to a hospital. There certainly aren't any kids that are sick. Yet we're being told the children can't go back to school, and if you make us go and teach them, we want combat pay. You know, I'm going to give you some combat pay. You know what the combat pay is going to be, Karen? It's going to be me and a couple hundred other parents showing up fully armed and locked and loaded at your school. Maybe this is for the good, though. Get them out of government schools. Close them down, then. Look at the bright side. All right, fine. We'll homeschool. We'll have our own intramural sports. We don't need you. But like Maggie said earlier, there are many kids looking to athletics as a way out of the ghetto. Can you blame them? I don't blame them.
Keeps them busy in the afternoons with practice.
Right?
Until 6 o'clock in the evening. Now they're just everywhere.
Yeah, now they're just figuring out who they're going to shoot next in Chicago. Remember the clip from My Dinner with Andre? Shakita and I keep asking the question, maybe we should just get out. Be like Jews in Germany in the 1930s and just get out. Of course, the question is where to go. Because it's obvious the rest of the world's going in the same direction. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel. Always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. This portion of the program brought to you again by the Founders Trading Post. Why? Because you need a Revolt t-shirt. You could probably use a new rosary. You could probably use some great hand-rolled cigars. You're stuck at home anyway. Why not enjoy the great pleasures in life? We got a brand new shipment of Abbey Rose coffees coming into the store. Brand new shipment of Cappuccino Dark Roast, our own brand. But we still have bags of whole beans in several different gourmet flavors. Folks, our coffee is some of the best out there. Why not shop in the Founders Trading Post today? You can make a crowdfunding contribution while you're there. But take advantage of the $10 off t-shirt, the Revolt t-shirt. 10 bucks. That's basically 40% off of the price. But you have to pre-order today. The coupon code expires tonight at midnight. Here's the code. Go to MikeChurch.com/shop. Throw as many of the Revolt t-shirts into your cart, sizes small all the way through 4X, and then enter the code REVOLT. You have to enter the code. It's not automatic. You got to enter the code REVOLT, and you get 10 bucks off each one of the shirts. Not just one of them, all of them. Deck the whole dang family out. MikeChurch.com/shop. We have a comment in our chat room that still can't seem to get to 80 anymore. That's okay. Jess Hawkins tells us, I am not coding COVID. I am coding trauma and gunshot wounds, and I work in medical coding. I want to share this with you. This is sent to me by, I'm on an email list. I don't know how people find my email address and put me onto some of these stupid, ridiculous lists. But this one, I've tried to unsubscribe from it. I can't get off of it. But he actually sent one out yesterday that I went, oh, okay, finally. Out of the 5,000 spams you've sent me, I finally get an email I can use. Gee, it's my lucky day, John Webb.